Now, today we say goodbye to Troy the guide dog. Yes, my four-legged faithful friend is hanging up his harness. He's done his bit and it's time to be a dog, not a guide dog anymore. And boy, does he know it. He's having a fantastic day here at the Insight office. Lots of little prezzies, everyone tweeting and Facebooking as well. He's making it more popular than any of us here at the moment, actually. So what we thought we'd do was we'd speak with guide dogs to let everyone know what happens to a guide dog when they retire. Well, we're going to speak with Lynn Doherty, who's, well, really where it all begins for guide dogs at Leamington Spa. Hello, Lynn.
Hello there.
Now, you're where they kind of begin their lives, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the breeding centre is about 10 minutes away from here, and that's where they really begin their lives. That's where they're born.
Okay, now we're going to the end of the scale here, and guide dogs retiring, it happens to them all, but they retire at different ages and things like that. So what's the sort of process for dogs when they approach that time?
Okay, so what happens is, officially, if a dog is less than 9 years old, to us, it's classed as withdrawn from the working programme. But if it's 9 years old, it's officially classed as retired. So normally, dogs would retire between about 9 and 11 years of age, which, again, 11 years is a great age for a dog to work to. But that depends on the dog's health and its workload level. And interestingly, the guide dog owners themselves seem to know when their dog's ready for retirement. As you guys know the dogs better than anyone, and you can tell us, you know, the dog's slowing down, it's not as motivated. So we take your cue on that to then start the process of looking at withdrawing or retiring a dog, no matter what the age is, if that's how the dog is behaving for you. So that's the process. That's how we would normally do it. The first option would be then for, obviously, the guide dog owner to keep the dog if that was appropriate. But that depends on the guide dog owner's circumstances. Unfortunately, a number of guide dog owners would find that very difficult to keep the dog themselves. And that can be quite a difficult time for the owner because, you know, they're giving the dog up that's looked after them. So we need to be very sensitive at that stage with the client and the dog and anyone else who's involved with the retirement of that dog.
Interesting you talk about, you know, the dogs tell you almost when it's time, and I absolutely agree with that, because over the past maybe 6 months, 8 months, Troy, he started to slow down a little. He's maybe not so comfortable in very, very busy places. Still puts the harness on, still sharp as a tack, but really it's as if he thinks, no, I've had enough of this.
That's absolutely right, absolutely spot on, and we get that exact story quite a lot from guide dog owners who know, yeah, do you know what, the dog's just slowing down a bit now and he's just not as, and you're right, they're stalwarts and they still put the harness on and they're still keen to get up and get out there, but you know, we normally take the cue, as I say, from yourselves to say, actually, we want you to come out and have a look at the dog, he's not as, you know, up on it as he used to be, and that's absolutely right.
What I'm going to do is, because we all work at our house, then there'll be no one in through the day, and we've decided that it's better that I nominate someone to adopt Troy. So a couple who I know, friends of ours, who look after Troy when we go on holiday, are going to adopt him. So you guys have sort of been out and you've done visits and things like that, because really you want to know more about the adopting family.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And again, the first choice, if the guide dog owner isn't going to keep the dog, would be a nominated home. And again, you've done it the right way around, because it's got to be somebody that's known to the dog. So if your dog's been there for holidays, that means that the dog knows the house, it knows the people it's going to. That's ideal, actually. So that's what would happen. And then we would get in touch with them. We do a home check. We make sure everything's okay for the dog and for the home. We talk about what aspects of the costs they're going to take on for the dog, and if the dog, we're going to charge them any money for the dog and things like that. So that all gets done.
It's interesting you talk about the costs of it all, because sometimes people forget, you know, looking after an animal does cost food, vet bills, all that kind of thing. But what if the dogs have an existing medical condition?
Right. Well, again, what we would do is we take each dog as an individual, so, because each dog has different health conditions and things going on with them. So if they're a perfectly fit, healthy, youngish, well-behaved dog in its retirement, then we would expect the home to take on most of the costs, if not all. However, if there is an ongoing condition, we would look at that condition, see what that would cost the owner, and we would contribute to that in some way. And again, it depends if it's a dog with skin problems, so if it's got atopic dermatitis, an eye condition or a lameness condition, we would look to support that with the individuals, because we always recommend that people take out insurance for their pets, because, you know, you're quite right, vet costs are quite high these days, and we would prefer that they insured the dog, but they won't get insurance for ongoing conditions, and that's where we come in to help. But obviously, guide dog owners who keep dogs and nominated homes who take these dogs on, where they do offer to pay, no matter what, whether it's a little thing like paying for the food or paying for routine vet treatment, that's great for us, because it means we can get more visually impaired people out and about and independent with the money that that saves. So we do encourage that. And I'm really glad that a number of guide dog owners and nominated homes are taking on more of these costs now, which is a great help to the charity.
What about the public list? Can people just register and say, you know, I'd love to take a retired dog or a withdrawn dog if there isn't an adopting family or they're going to stay with the original owner?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We do have a lot of people who will apply via the website for a withdrawn or a retired dog, and then we will look at them, we will go out and visit them, see what kind of dog they want, what age range they're looking at and what breed they're looking at. And then if we don't have the nominated home, or the puppy walker doesn't want the dog back in its retirement, then that's where we would go next. Well, apart from staff, actually. And speaking of which, I've got an old boy here with me who's going to be 14 a week today, and he is an absolute joy to live with. He's an old boy and he's got his little ways, but he's an absolute joy to look after, and there's something to be said about taking on an older dog.
Do guide dogs still monitor the dogs after they've retired?
Yes, we do. At the age of 9, the 6-monthly routine vet check, which I'm sure you're doing with Troy, turns into a 3-monthly health check when the dog reaches 9 years old. So the vet is keeping an eye on the dog more than they currently do before the dog's retired. And also, I must mention that we've got a fantastic team of dog care and welfare advisors who work tirelessly to look after all these dogs in their dotage, with looking after their health, communicating with the guide dog owner or the nominated home, or indeed the public home, to make sure the dogs are still fit and well, as we still have a responsibility of care towards these dogs.
Actually, just on the vet's point there as well, then, Troy's had his visit just a couple of weeks ago, actually, to the vet. And
right,
Kirsten, the vet, did ask me to say to you that there's a book that the vets complete for all the kind of visits when the dogs go to the vets. And they note the weight and things like that on the book. But she said for Troy, there wasn't a box that she could tick that said, still looking handsome and fit.
Yeah, there should be a box for that, I think. But that is for the dog, not the owner, right?
I think so. Unfortunately, yeah. So it was the dog, never the owner. Anyway, Lynn, he's going to have a fantastic time in retirement.
Brilliant.
Hopefully there are people out there who'd like to know more about adopting the dogs when they're tired, because it's fantastic. It's such a well-trained, really healthy dog, and support there as well when they retire, because they deserve their time just to be dogs again. So if people would like to find out more, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They should go onto the website, www.guidedogs.org.uk, and if they look under the tab Support Us, then scroll down to Rehoming, which I think is near the bottom, all the details are in there.
Lynn, thank you very much for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you very much, and happy retirement to Troy.